It's probably a stupid question. Another way is not. The energy that they put in that damn thing to carry that far.
I have the foggiest idea. I don't know what they
are. And then the energy to bring it back.
Well, I don't know. I guess, I don't know what kind of fuel they're using.
Then you see when the castle, all that smoke and fire. Now I tell you, it's hard for me to believe, even though it's happened. Somebody walking on the moon. I want somebody to tell me what good is it. People, well, they say, well, you know so and so. Like a few days ago on the news. Billions of dollars, foreign aid.
Yeah.
And then this country, the poor devils here need the aid, and they don't get a damn thing out of it. Born and raised here. Don't make sense. Now they tell you, you can't smoke. Read an article recently. This man talking about they're setting off a big portion of the plane for non-smokers. You can't smoke.
I never have flown or anything. You ever flown?
Once. That was an experience. I remember one time, my brother and I came from the lighthouse, the Tortugas. Had a 17-foot boat engine. So it was 18 hours and a half. But we had no business leaving there because the wind was from the northeast and it was rough. So in 36, I was operated on what we call a Marine Hospital, Public Health in Key West. I was operated on Fahunya. I had to have that done before I could get the lighthouse service. So at that time, they had a superintendent down to Fort Jefferson. A fellow named Eberhard. And he and my brother were very, very friends. So after I got out of the hospital, I went down there for sort of recuperation. So now I want to come back. And the weather's too rough for boat. So at that time, they had this, I don't remember the company. Planes, seaplanes, out of Coconut Grove, used to fly down on sightseeing trips. So this day, this plane was down there. It was anchored off, it's sheltered where this fort is, which is a reef out from the fort. So I went over there with my brother. I told Eberhard, to there, my brother there wants to get to Key West, to see if we can get him up on the plane. So Eberhard talked to the captain or whatever he was. So yeah, so they got a man there from White House. You got to get in Key West. How about taking him up? Man said, wait. So he had a little boat there, he went out to the plane, and he called headquarters in Homestead. Said, yeah, bring him up. 53 minutes. That's a difference of 13 hours and a half. And the reason it took so long, the only time I was scared when he went up this way. He flew slow so that the people could see the keys that's down that way. It's a 53 minute. I was there, Key West. That's a big difference of 13 hours and a half.
It sure is.